We've been talking about the baptism of Jesus in the Warren County Radio Bible School and what we can learn from that. You know, Jesus had no sin when he came to be baptized, and John recognized this and did not want to baptize Jesus. But Jesus told John, suffer it to be so now. Now that means permit it for now, for this time, not from now on. You see, Jesus was an exception. He came to be baptized not for the remission of sins. That's what John was baptizing. It was a baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins. But since Jesus did not have sin, his baptism was exceptional. He said he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Now, we need to think about that. If we want to fulfill all righteousness, that means we want to do what God says. And God tells us to be baptized, but that is not all. We cannot take the Jesus exception because we have sinned. And so we need to be baptized for the remission of our sins. Now, at the end of this lesson, there's this paragraph. It says, when I see anyone baptized, I think of Jesus' baptism, of the fact that the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and Savior of the world was baptized. I think, too, of the fact that God spoke from heaven and confessed Jesus as his Son, and he said he was well pleased with what he had done. And I know that God, his Son, the Holy Spirit, and the angels witnessed the baptism of everyone now who thus obeys God, and that with that God is well pleased. Then since God is well pleased, it matters not what the world may think or say. We need to be baptized the right act, the right way, and for the right reason. Now, at the end of this Sunday school lesson, there are some quotations from literature. And there's no names given for these little quotations, but I know that this first one comes from Shakespeare. It says, but then I sigh, and with a piece of scripture, tell them that God bids us do good for evil, and thus I clothe my naked villainy with old odd ends stolen forth of holy writ, and seem a saint when most I play the devil. Now we're going to see about that when we get into our next lesson about the temptation of Christ, when Satan tries to quote scripture to Jesus. It is though Satan tries to seem a saint when he most tries to play a devil. There are two other little quotations at the end of this lesson, and it sounds like words that have come from an old hymn. It says, through floods and flames, if Jesus leads, I'll follow where he goes. And then we read this, I know not where his islands lift their fronded palms in air. I only know I cannot drift beyond his love and care. And that brings this Sunday school lesson about the baptism of Jesus to a close. And I turn a page in my little Sunday school book, and I come to a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of July the 27th, 1924, on the temptation of Jesus. And the text for that lesson is Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to be reading that in just a moment. You may want to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, as we begin this study of the temptation of Jesus. This is when he was tempted in the wilderness. Now, as you're turning to Matthew chapter 4, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible ready, let's read this text. Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward hungered. And the tempter came and said to him, If thou art the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him into the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and on their hands they shall bear thee up, lest haply thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, Again it is written, Thou shalt not make trial of the Lord thy God. And the devil taketh him into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto them, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, in that he himself hath suffered being tempted. He is able to succor them that are tempted. The devotional reading for this lesson is the 124th Psalm. I have my American Standard Version of 1901 open to that psalm before me, and it has an inscription. It is a song of ascents of David, and the psalm itself reads this way. If it had not been Jehovah who was on our side, let Israel now say, If it had not been Jehovah who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be Jehovah, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. There is a geographical note concerning this event in the life of Christ. We know that Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, but whether this was the wilderness of Judea or the wilderness beyond the Jordan, we do not know. It would seem that it would be the wilderness lying south, somewhere round about the Dead Sea. We do know that there was wild beasts there, and we learn that from Mark chapter 1 and verse 13. And of the three accounts of this temptation in Matthew and Mark and Luke, Mark is the only one that mentions the wild beast. This lesson is in the book of Matthew. Matthew is the apostle that wrote the book of Matthew. The name Matthew means a gift of God. We read in Mark chapter 2 and verse 14 that Matthew was the son of Alphaeus, but he's also called Levi. He was a publican, according to Matthew 10 and verse 3, and was called from the place of toll, or his place of business at Capernaum, to be a disciple of Jesus. He speaks of himself as Matthew, the publican, unwilling to conceal his despised calling before he became a follower of Jesus, and he became an apostle. And we read about him being called with the other apostles in Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. We know that he made a great feast for Jesus, and he himself modestly declined to mention, but we read about that in Luke chapter 5 and verse 29. The last time his name is mentioned is in Acts chapter 1 and verse 13. But it is understood that he wrote the book that bears his name for the benefit especially of his fellow countrymen. And if you'll read the book of Matthew and think, how would a Jew receive these things, then it'll kind of help you appreciate the way that Matthew expressed himself and the kind of things that Jesus brought up. Matthew is filled with references to those Old Testament prophecies about the king that should come. And that is what the Jews were desiring to learn and to hear about. Jesus must be tempted. Satan must not allow him to overthrow the kingdom of darkness and wickedness without mighty opposition at every point. And so Jesus must be tried and approved. By being approved means he must be tried and come through those trials successfully. We read about the importance of Jesus being tried in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, where it says, "Since then the children are sharers in flesh and blood, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might bring to naught him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might deliver all them through fear of death, were their lifetime subject to bondage." And then, in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, we read, "Having then a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but one that hath been in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need." And so Jesus was, in all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin. And Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9 tells us that he was made perfect through suffering. We read, "Who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and having been heard for his godly fear, though he was a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation." It is because Jesus endured all trials and temptations, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That is, he's able to comfort them and strengthen them who are tempted. He is an example to us, showing us how to overcome temptation, or Satan himself, by reliance upon God and by the proper use of the Word of God. The three strong temptations of this lesson represent three great classes of temptation to which we are all exposed today: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And Jesus overcame them all, unlike Israel in the wilderness that failed all three of those tests. Well, we'll continue this story, and we'll see what we can learn from the temptation of Jesus, and may we overcome temptation.